Hey everyone.
Hey.
So welcome to episode 2 of Once Upon a Captain Spawn podcast. Thank you so much for everyone who listened to our first episode. We got a lot of good feedback and we're all really excited that everyone's loving it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Today is going to be our first throwback episode. We're going to start right at the beginning of our beloved Captain Spawn, and we're going to watch Tallahassee live.
Yes.
Yay.
And talk about it and discuss it and
Gush over it.
oogle and gush and fangirl and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Today with us, we've got myself, Sarah, and we've got Gabrielle. We've
Hey, what's
got
up?
Jenna. We've
Yay,
got.
me? We have two Jennas. I'm Jenna from the UK.
We've got other Jenna JMO.
What's up, guys?
We've got Kimberly. And
Hello,
we
hello.
have, for the first time, Rachel.
Hello.
Hey,
Woo!
So because we have a newbie, we want her to answer the question that we all answered last week, which was when you got into Once Upon a Time and Captain Swan. So Rachel, go.
All right. Well, I didn't get into it until season 3, and the only reason I got into it was because of David Anders.
Ah!
Long story short, I was at a Vampire Diaries convention. They had a promotional little card thing for Enchanticon, which was in a few weeks. The people I met there were going. They watched the show. They're like, "Just watch it." I'm like, "I can't watch this in 2 weeks." Funny story. I did. I did. And I heard of the show before that, and I kind of saw a few previews on TV. I'm like, "Ooh, look at that guy." Hello, which was Colin O'Donoghue, who I did not know at the time. So I started getting into it and watching it, and yeah, and then it just took over my life, as most shows do. So.
Amen
Isn't
to
that
that.
the truth?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and press play on the episode, and we're going to live watch it with everyone.
Hell yeah.
So at this point in the season, Emma and Snow are stuck in the Enchanted Forest, and they're on a mission with Aurora and Mulan to try to get back. So we've already seen Hook. We've already been introduced to him. Him and Emma have already met at this point when Tallahassee starts. But this episode, I feel like, is just the most pivotal in that it's the first time you see that connection and that spark between the two.
That chemistry, though.
Yes. So that's why we're choosing to start with this one and not necessarily their first interaction. So, episode's playing. They're doing the little previously on.
Previously on, we got introduced to his sexy ass.
Yeah, we did.
Can I just say that? Can we have the traveling cloak come back? Because
Oh,
damn.
right?
If I was living in the Enchanted Forest and he would just walk by asking for water, I would quench his thirst. I mean,
Oh,
notice how
God.
I comment on the traveling cloak and not the fact that he is bound with rope. Like, I mean, that
Oh,
doesn't help
honey.
either, but the cloak is really where it's at, and I don't know,
He
I need
looks
the traveling cloak
fabulous.
back. Please.
I miss all
Yeah,
of
and also.
his old wardrobe. I mean, as much as I love Storybrooke Hook, I miss that jacket. And that vest.
The best.
And the
That's one.
V-neck. His V-neck.
Oh, the V-neck. All the chest hair.
All the
All the chest.
testicle hair.
Although, have you noticed that the V-neck is in the modern outfit is getting lower as the episodes go
Yes,
on,
I have.
like especially now with the new season filming.
That waistcoat he had on in the
I wrote a
in the
letter,
new
guys. You're welcome.
No, I agree though. That the new and is it new? Has it always been pinstriped and I've just never noticed?
I don't think so, but the way he
So.
cinches his waist, it just makes him look so put together. And then the forearms have been out a lot this week, and I am so
Yes.
down with it.
I wish we could have him not have to wear a jacket for once over it. Sarah and I were talking about
Yeah.
a little
Yes,
bit
I
ago.
agree. I completely agree with you on that one.
Like, just give him like
I
a
mean,
harness straps to make it like his brace look actual. not like his hands in it, you know? Like, you could do this. It's very plausible.
Yeah,
like I just find the whole thing ridiculous that everyone is wearing their jackets indoors at all times. Come on, Eduardo can come up with something, for sure.
Can he have a holster like David and then walking around with just their holsters?
Yes.
I mean, there's no reason why they can't make him a deputy with training. Yeah. So give him a holster, make him a deputy, and turn this into a buddy cop thing.
Yeah, just
make that would be awesome.
Spin off.
Shout out to my Captain Charming shippers out there.
I love Captain Charming. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm so happy right now.
I feel like it would be like a great cross of like the Adventures of Scooby Doo and like Jump Street. Like that's where like like Captain Charming like. Being the deputy and the sheriff together, like that would be the hybrid that I would get is
oh my god.
Zoinks Hook, this is what's going on. And now calm down there, David. Sorry.
And that means Snow would be the one to say jinkies.
Sorry, the headcanons are strong in this one.
They really are. We could do a whole show on just headcanons.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Anyways, that's this episode. So the episode starts out. They just arrived at the Beanstalk.
Okay.
And they're talking about the mythology around it and how, you know, Emma has this own version of the story that she knows about Jack. And, you know, Hook's informing them as to what's up there and that they have to go up there to get this compass.
I love how Emma's us. Like she tells them our story, what we know about the story, and then they tell us, you know.
I think one of my favorite things about her is that she says what we all want to say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What we're all thinking.
She's the audience. She's the audience.
Yes.
Because we're skeptical about if these people are, you know, are really the fairy tale characters, not in season one. So she was very much the eyes of the audience during that entire season.
Which is good for Adam and Eddie. They did a good job with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think that's why everyone can connect to Emma so well, like, because mm-hmm. she kind of just represents us, really. And then Hook just decides to be a sarcastic asshole.
It's my favorite.
So good at it, though.
It's my favorite.
Sorry.
Every TV show.
The first time I watched this episode was back when I still found Hook really annoying. So yeah. Like, for the first time I saw it, I was just like, God, just someone just throttle him. Just
In my notes, I was like, this man, like, I remember when I watched it first time, I was like, he talks so much. Like, can you shut up for a minute?
Right? Yeah, like, the first time I watched it, I was just like, all I was thinking about was, I want Emma and Mary Margaret to get home. And everything else, I was just like, ugh.
Exactly. The first two seasons for me were not about shipping, because I could not stand Snowing, because they were too goody-goody. But, like...
Oh, thank you.
But after, like, season three, when they kissed, and I was like, okay, it's Captain Swan all the way. But... the first two seasons for me were, like, not shipping at all. So I was like, this guy is... why does he keep talking?
I was kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, when I first started watching it, it was right when Good Form, I think, was out. But I had not caught up to it yet. But I knew about it, and I knew that they kissed or whatever. And so I knew that they, like, ended up together, or they ended up kissing at one point. So, like, while I was watching season two, I was like, okay, I don't know, but I like you because you have an accent, blue eyes, and dark hair and eyeliner, and that's pretty much all I need in life. I don't know. But, like, the first season, I didn't ship her, like, with anyone, and it was almost like I liked it because it was different because I was watching a show that wasn't about, like, shipping.
Exactly, exactly.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
But I was also sitting there like, what do I do?
Like, it does make your life so much easier, and I feel like you can enjoy a show more when you don't ship. Like, that's how I was initially with Harry Potter, is I never shipped anything in it. And I think that was why I loved it so much, because I wasn't getting upset over anything.
Exactly.
Well, I had just come up watching Lost, and I was like a Jake fan all the way, and then...
You know what?
It was a nice break.
I didn't ship on Lost that much either.
I didn't either.
I did Jack and Kate all the way, but, like, it was a nice break to come to this and be like, okay, I can breathe.
I mean, Desmond and Penny was, like, probably the only people that shipped.
Spoiler alert, I never watched Lost.
Oh, it's so good.
Spoiler alert, I can't get past season three, so I'm still, like, total skate.
I feel ya. I feel ya. I just for the first time watched the whole thing at the beginning of the year. Mm. And it was a struggle, certain parts of certain seasons.
Yes, yeah.
But I loved the end. I'm one of the few people that, like, really loved the end. So, and I got really emotional at the end, too. So, my journey with Lost was a good one. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
I bought like, all the DVD box sets now, and...
Yes, I do, too.
We gotten to He Who Must Not Be Named in the episode yet?
He is about to pop up.
Oh.
The thing is, talking about, like, the Beanstalk bit as now, though, because, like, to begin with, I wasn't really fussed about it, but I think when I rewatched it, I think it was one of the, like, first moments that they really connected.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they both had the walls up initially, and I think that just the fact that they could kind of see through to the person underneath, like, so Hook's obviously quite perceptive about Emma, and then later on we see with the tattoo that Emma is also perceptive when it comes to Hook. So I think I kind of like that moment looking back, because you kind of see that there's more to Hook than that annoying person.
Yes, what's fun about this episode is that you never really know going out throughout all these episodes, like, whose side he's really on, because he's back and forth between Cora and then, you know, Emma and Snow and everyone. He's just back and forth with his loyalties. But yet when he's with Emma, like, he's so real.
Yeah.
He's not playing those games. So I think, like, that's what I love.
And I don't think he was ever really on anyone's side. I mean, he was very self-serving, and it was more like he said,
on his own side.
Yeah, whoever can get me there fastest, I will help.
Yeah, at least he was honest, you know.
So, after that scene, we get our first flashback of the episode, which is Emma in my favorite outfit of hers.
I love the outfit.
That I own. I actually own the dress that she's wearing.
Yes!
It's my favorite cosplay that I have.
I'm so happy you found that.
Oh, me too. It was a struggle to find that dress.
You look really great in it, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
This is the first Emma flashback, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, we popped up. I'm watching it, too, live.
So, we're watching her steal the bug.
The bug!
This made me laugh so much.
Going back on it now, like, this whole episode for me, going back with... Neil, I'm going to say his name. I know some people don't like it. I'm going to say it anyway. That it was just kind of interesting to watch now, knowing more about his character than we got from this season. I kind of don't hate him as much. Like,
exactly,
and I know that some people, it increased their hatred, but, like, even later on the episode when August shows up and August is like, nah, I got some knowledge I'm going to drop on you. And I'm like, girl, you have no idea. You have no idea. But... So it's kind of interesting rewatching it, knowing what we know now makes me hate Neil less.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same
so
way
I don't
feel.
Mind that I don't mind that he's in the bug right now. I don't. Like, it's crucial to Emma's development as a person. So, I mean, I have to be thankful for that for a little bit. Right?
It almost makes me angry more towards August, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of pent-up anger against August and how he kind of just abandoned her when she was a child, and then to
convince
come back
Neil
and say,
thing.
Neil, yeah, exactly. Which I know it had to be done, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see any other way for that Emma would have ever gone back to Storybrooke had he not separated them. Because she would have had Henry with Neil.
Like, an issue with this, though, because it's like, Neil could have done it in a different way. Like, he didn't have to completely just make it out like he abandoned her. He could have thought of a better way of doing it, you know?
Yeah,
so I don't know.
I never really understood why she had to go to jail.
Exactly.
But however, did August have to take all the money that Neil was trying to send her?
Yeah, because he's a dick.
He's a beautiful, so that he could go off to Tibet or wherever he was going.
Phuket.
Okay.
Thailand. Get Thailand. Yeah.
That would be me. Oh, yeah, I'll make sure the money gets to her real quick. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just after I take an exotic vacation, I'll bring it right back.
I'm going go down to Mexico, have some shark piss, you know, shot up my nose to try to fix my problems because I can't address who I am as a character. But you know,
yeah.
I make sure everything's funny.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll give her the keychain. No, it's good. It's good.
I'll give her the key. I'll give her the keys.
Yeah, I don't like yellow, so she can have it. Honestly,
I still feel funny about Emma and Neil though, because it's like I never really liked them together. I don't know. It just didn't click for me. It's like, no. I mean, I'm glad that he was around for kind of Henry's sake. So I am still sad that he died, but I'm really glad that he's not around with Emma anymore. Anyway, like
I see a chemistry there though between the two, at least with Michael and Jen. Like, I definitely think there's a chemistry there, and I can understand why people do ship it.
Yeah, I understand too.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand.
I choose not to.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, when I first saw Michael Raymond James, I watched True Blood, so
yes.
My first reaction was like, Emma, run, he's gonna murder you. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I was excited because I loved his character on True Blood. Like, I know he was a total psychopath.
I loved him. He was great.
He was so good on that show.
But, like, now every time I look at him, I just get, like, creepy vibes because I'm like, I just think of Renee.
Also, you know what it is? Like, I think it's just him as a person. Like, when you go back, some of my favorite things to watch are the old Comic-Con interviews with them.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just so funny. Like, mm-hmm. when you're watching, my favorite interview of all time is when Josh Horowitz is doing the little trivia game.
Yes.
Jen, Colin, and Michael, and they're doing like, all the nerd questions. Like, it's my favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite as well.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
I was
awesome.
Gonna say the Nerd HQ one.
But I think that's why I like don't hate Neil as much as I want to. It's just because I just like Michael Raymond James as a person.
Yeah.
So I can't hate his character.
Well, I mean, if you look at them at the time, Emmett was like 17, 16, and he was the way he grew up and the way she grew up was kind of similar. You know, she.
Yeah.
Was abandoned. Yeah. He was abandoned. So I can see why they connected. Just like Emma and Killian.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's kinda similar with Emma and Killian, really. I mean
Yeah,
they're all orphans.
Got abandonment issues.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's an orphan.
Yeah, the thing is watching the Beanstalk scene as well just gives me so many feels now because you know when he says that looking into her eyes it's because he spent time with the Lost Boys, he can see that she's an orphan. But now I'm just like, actually, it's probably just because
he was
an orphan.
I know.
So, like,
I was thinking that when I rewatched
see the
that,
same sort
that,
of look.
That Beanstalk scene is so crucial to their development. Just rewatching yesterday, all of the, you know, all the different lines in that. I can't even pick out one because they're all so perfectly written.
Open book love? Like, can we? Are we going to even, like,
mm-hmm.
come on?
Yes.
It's too much.
Too much.
I really miss her hair. I think this is, like, her best hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And her makeup.
Yes. And her clothes.
Yeah, everything.
Because season 4, she started the sweaters, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Sweaters.
This is a little more of, like, a badass look for her, which I like.
Yes. Yes.
Another outfit shout-out is Milan's, because she's
yes! Ugh. That ponytail is giving me life.
That poof is on point, man.
Yes.
That took a lot of work for whoever did her hair.
Also, shout out to the OG Sleeping Warrior shippers. I loved them so much. So much. Even though I did end up liking Red Warrior as well, Sleeping Warrior was where it's at. Where it was at for a few minutes.
I couldn't get behind it solely because I'm like a Disney purist, and I kept saying, what about Philip?
Yeah.
She belongs with Philip. That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, it took me a long time before I became okay with the fact that we weren't going to get Shang for Mulan.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
I'm saying,
I'm a purist in that these people already have their counterparts. Why are you trying to mess with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're a purist and you're thinking Philip. I'm thinking Shang. And I know we weren't going to get him, but I'm like, no.
I wanted Shang. Like, I wanted
him
really
so
bad. So, but I mean, I got over it, you know.
The thing that bothered me with Aurora is that she had brown hair, not blonde. I think it's so stupid.
That was the only thing that
was Aurora. That was, like, annoying.
She just was annoying in general to me. I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, also, they didn't... I wasn't crazy about her character.
They made her very whiny. And very,
I was
like...
I just about to say that, Rachel.
Ugh.
Whiny.
I don't... I like, every time she's on screen, I just want to punch her.
I mean, Sarah Bulger's great, but, like, the character...
Yeah, I love her, and I was so excited that she got cast on the show. And then it kind of was the same way with Meg. How we were talking about Meg last week. It's like, oh, it's just a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah. Very much so.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, she hasn't been on the show that much, so.
I don't know.
And can we say about... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was saying, I liked Snow and her hair. Like, now they have her in wigs. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Why? She has such beautiful hair. Jeez.
Yeah, stop doing that.
So Jenny was in those scenes where they were up on the top of the beanstalk and it was just the three of them. Jenny was so fierce. Fierce. I love it.
Bring back badass Snow.
Yes. I think season two was like kind of everyone's like just a highlight of like their hair and makeup and like just it was on point. Agreed. Especially the guyliner. I really miss the guyliner.
Yeah.
The heavy guyliner. Like they put like a shadow. I'm like, no, you need to cake that on.
They just put a piece of charcoal and stuck it in his eyes just for a second.
They don't understand how important that is to us.
No. They really don't.
We're making it known now. Making it known. More guyliner.
All
makeup department, what are you doing?
We're caking it on.
Because like when he was Dark Hook and he started putting more eyeliner on, I'm like, yes, they're bringing it back. And I'm like, oh, that's why you brought it back. But I'm like, can it just stay? Like, can
you know what though? Maybe that's why they kind of started taking it away a little bit, was because they wanted that transformation to be a little more noticeable.
Yeah, but I need the guyliner.
I don't care. I just want the guyliner all the time.
I just want it back. Men in eyeliner that can wear it like that. You just should not. That should just.
You should not deprive the female population.
Exactly. Thank you.
So where we are in the episode is they are climbing the beanstalk and we're getting that scene that you all were talking about that you love so much.
Happy sigh.
Every time I watch
now I'm just imagining like Colin saying about this scene when he hits
right?
Yes,
he didn't get that out in the head with his hook.
It's such a good serious scene. Now I can envision is like him hitting her in the head.
Or him talking about how he can't climb with the hook because he can't. It's not actually like sturdy enough to use it. So every time I watch it, I'm just like, this poor guy is just struggling.
Yeah.
And you see him like wrapping his arm around it, kind of like.
Yes.
Like trying to grab it with his hand through the brace, but it's just not working.
I mean, yeah, if you think about the logistics of this, was it really possible for him to climb this beanstalk? Probably not.
Left you and your tail.
Well, no, if it was like an actual hook and he had like a full brace on and like straps, I feel like, you know.
Yeah, I think he could do it with the hook, yeah.
Yeah, but just the hook that they made wasn't like straight for it. It's just a prop.
Can we have a minute for the appreciation of the billowy sleeves on his long shirt in this scene?
Oh, yeah.
So perfect. It's so princely, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. So now we're into another flashback scene where Emma and Neil are at the convenience store, and she's pretending that she's pregnant. So that they can steal a bunch of things from the store.
J-Bo.
Fun fact, that dress is Mary Margaret's dress from season one.
Oh,
I did not notice that.
I just saw a Tumblr post with reused outfits. That's the only reason I know. But
hey, man, they both have good taste. We're not going to judge it.
Yep.
I mean, it's mom giving her kid her hand-me-downs.
There you go.
Before they even knew each other.
Exactly.
We had the same taste.
Same taste. They didn't even know it. That's probably why she's wearing so many sweaters. They're probably in Snow's closet.
I mean, I realize that it's supposed to be set in Maine, but it does get hot in Maine. I don't understand why they're always in winter clothes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
It's like South Park.
Has anyone ever worn shorts? No.
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 Can we get a tank top? Just once.
We are getting a tank top.
I was gonna say,
we got one in Frozen, but she was inside.
No coat.
Can we have Hook in a tank top?
I was just about to say that too.
like when we had David in the mine. I need that.
Yes, please.
I need that.
Yes, I need that.
As we're saying this, Neil is in a tank top right now. So, but
I know it's just
not the same.
The hotel scene.
He can put a shirt on right now over that tank top. Put a parka on over that tank top, please.
Aww,
poor Michael Raymond James.
I love Michael, but I just do not like Neil. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
But am I the only one that realized that this whole flashback thing was just to show Emma's past? But like, Swanfire fans were like, "Oh no, they're bringing him back," you know, whatever. It's like, no, this was just showing her past. It wasn't,
just,
you know,
just her journey on what exactly how he ended up where she was supposed to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can I just point out the lost Easter egg in that Neil steals an Apollo bar?
Yes.
Yes! I did see that.
Oh!
Whoa, Kim, you okay over there?
Yeah, no. I'm like, I didn't catch the Easter egg, so I was excited about the Easter egg. Don't touch me.
I know, but you said you didn't watch Lost, so meh.
Phuket is a lost Easter egg, too.
I look for that stuff all the time now.
Yeah.
And it just makes me so happy every time I catch a reference.
I love the Dreamcatcher thing, too, because this is where that all came from.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Even though that episode, the actual episode Dreamcatcher was a little meh for me.
Yeah.
So I just love how Tallahassee is the spot in Florida that's on this map.
Like,
all of the places in Florida, like...
Well, it is the capital.
Pensacola.
Yeah, it's the capital city, so...
Well, Tallahassee's a lost Easter egg, too, right? I thought it was mentioned in Lost.
Ooh, good question.
I think it's...
Isn't it where Kate went one time?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Woohoo, yes! 2 points.
Now that I think about it, I think I did tweet. I was live tweeting whenever I was watching Lost for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was using like the hashtag like Sarah watches Lost, and I would put all my thoughts. So I think I do remember tweeting something about that.
I've never seen Lost, so.
Oh, Annie, yeah, you crafty sons of bitches.
Another thing that bothers me about Aurora is her feathers. Because they just... Yeah, no!
Her point?
Hair is, like, so beautiful, and then you got, like, these weird feather things.
She looks like a vulture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like...
Or she's going to turn into Howl from Howl's Moving Castle. I mean, either way.
It just looks very uncomfortable.
What did Pope Estelle say? Before you go out, take one item off. She should have taken off that feather boa.
Yep.
Can we talk about how adorable Jennifer Morrison looks in these flashbacks?
Oh my god, I can't.
She's a precious muffin.
She's so cute.
Just the little bean. I love it. The glasses are so cute.
They really are.
She needs to go back to wearing like a couple dresses and then wear the red jacket over it.
Yeah.
I really liked what they had her in towards the end of season 3. Mm-hmm. Like, they were putting her in more dresses and just different types of outfits. First of all, when you look back on the first, like, 3 seasons, they were in different outfits, like, every day.
Yes,
they were.
And then why are we not... Are we supposed to just believe this is all happening and this, like, a whole season is in the same day and that they just don't ever change anymore?
Like, well, it seems like when Frozen came, it just stopped. Like, everything froze, like, as far as clothing.
Yeah.
And then her jacket changed. I actually have the tan jacket that she wore in season 4.
Nice. I haven't been able to find a nice duplicate of it.
I love this is my favorite jacket of hers, the dark maroon one. And I wish she wore it more. Classic. Well, she does wear it a little bit in Storybrooke, but not like...
You know what? I want them to bring back the blue one from season 1.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that, J-Lo. Yes.
I the black one.
Want blue one's that my jacket so the black hard. Because that's my one? Color. Ooh, the black one, too.
I love the black hooded one when she had her ponytail. Like, she was kicking ass, taking names.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she was.
Though I do like the gray one.
The gray pea coat?
Can we just have...
Yes.
Can we just have all the jackets? Hey, Eduardo, can we just come raid the closet, please?
Please. Hello. Doesn't look like you're using them anymore, so...
Yeah, for real!
Waste.
So I did not hit pause on mine, so I think you all know about where I am right now.
I'm also at that part.
I like how we don't even have to address what part it is. We all know.
We all know.
The bandana on the hand?
Oh, no.
Yeah, are we all there?
Yes. Now, didn't something come out recently that said that was not scripted?
That was the wording was scripted, but him tying it with his mouth wasn't. And so the look on Jen's face was genuine surprise. And that just it makes it so much better.
Yes.
So much better.
Did anybody notice, like, before he, when he put the rum in her hand, that looked like he licked his lips? And I was like, yes! is he gonna lick her hand?
And just like that little sideways glance after he spits the cork out of her. Oh, God.
Oh, yes, that too.
He knows what he's doing.
He really does.
You can't really fool me with your nerdiness, Colin. I know you know.
Colin in the streets, Killian in the sheets.
Yep.
And there's our tagline.
Yes! There it is.
There you go.
You made it super easy this week.
That's what she said.
Oh, I love it. And just that scene alone, even if you didn't kind of get it from the beanstalk, that one moment with their eyes locking just showed so much chemistry, even without saying any words.
Mm-hmm.
Though every time Mila's brought up, I still get very angry that we did not get a Mila and Hook reunion.
Ending.
Like a just closure.
And you know what? I it was never something I wanted until it got taken away from me.
Yeah.
Never a Mila fan. I didn't want to know more about her. I didn't want to see her. Like, she just made me angry because I'm like, no, get away. He's Emma's. I know this was in the past, but like, I don't want it.
I just wanted closure for him because he.
But now that I saw that episode happened, now I'm like, oh God, I'm having all these Mila feelings that I never knew I had.
Like, they were literally 20 feet apart, pretty much, and.
Because there's no competition.
Yeah. After that episode, I'm full on hashtag Mila Defense Squad.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm with you, JMO. Because there's no competition between Emma and Mila.
No.
I mean, obviously. So there's
and
no
even
harm
she
in them.
She respected that too, I think.
She really did, yeah.
But also the fact that we'll never know, like, no one in Storybook will ever know how that ended for her. Because Grumple's the only one that knows.
Now I hate Rumple even more.
I hate that they didn't find out that it was Rumple. I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, he's just gonna get away with this.
I mean, he gets away with like pretty much everything, and it's
like he always does.
Like always.
Mm-hmm. Like he always does. And then Belle just brushes it under the rug whenever she's not stuck, you know, under a sleeping curse in Pandora's box.
Like, your relationship has to be pretty horrible to put yourself in a sleeping curse.
I'm surprised they haven't killed her off yet, like, because she's like kind of pointless.
I love Beauty and the Beast. Like, that's my favorite Disney movie ever, and they've ruined it.
They screwed up her character so hard.
So horrible. So like, hard. I don't even consider it, like...
Yeah, she's more useless to me than Robin was. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Shade of it
all. Shots fired.
I prefer Robin over Belle, but that's just me, because she doesn't do anything.
See, I'm in the same boat, Gab, so you're... I just thought it was funny that you throw in all that shade, but I loved it.
they both have become
like,
a bit indifferent to me,
Belle.
To be honest with you.
I want to love Belle so much, but I can't. Because she's just not the same character.
Until she finally stands up for herself and sticks to that conviction, I'm done with her.
Yep.
Yeah, like, my favorite moment for Belle was when she banished Rumple with the dagger.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. That's the only time I ever liked
on downhill.
I was so happy.
I legit screamed. I was so happy.
Yes.
Yep. And then she
I'm pretty sure I lifelobbed that toilet. One. It was just out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she had stuck to it, I'd love her, but she didn't.
They just need to give her something to do that does not involve Rumple. They need to give her her own story.
Bill.
And make give her all these connections with other people so that Bill. She does not... She can have a life outside of Rumpelstiltskin.
Exactly.
I'm quoting Justine from last week, even though she didn't make it on, give her a goddamn friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think the hard part, though, is that we can't. Because did we have to, like, I'm so mad about this baby. Like, I'm so mad about it because now
I know.
I forgot about the baby.
Totally
forgot
she's like,
knocked up.
Right, baby well, still, I mean, I was, baby's still cooking, but I was so hopeful that the baby was going to be the conviction she needed to finally make, like, an actual genuine fucking decision. And... But the problem is that now she's forever linked to Rumple, and she will never be able to separate that. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's
He will always be a part of her life because that baby is both his and hers.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Or we could just kill Rumble. Like,
do it! God.
That'll never happen.
I know, yeah. But one can dream.
We could, like, couldn't she just have a one-night stand with Whale and it'd be Whale's baby and not Rumple's baby? Like, I just...
Does that would be hilarious and amazing.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has to have a one-night stand with Whale, so I don't know, could be Whale's. Like,
that would be amazing and hilarious, and I would get down.
My question... made the baby like albino just as a throw to a zombie.
albino.
Yes, I don't know if we're at this part in the episode yet, but when they first started walking in through looking at all the treasure and he picks up a piece of gold and he sniffs it, I'm like, what the fuck does gold smell like?
It's because he's a pirate.
Because we didn't know he was already a pirate, so they needed to really just drive that home.
They really did.
I mean, all I can think of is where has all of our money been? Like, why would you want to smell that?
I love
like,
the smell of dirty metal.
Dirty metal.
I mean, he did that on his ship, too, when he got the jolly back, and he goes downstairs and he just, like, inhales it.
That's different.
That's totally different.
But, like, to a pirate, it's like, you know, and when was the last time he was, like, out on a ship doing pirate things? So he was probably like, oh, God, treasure.
But I wouldn't smell it.
No. I mean, do you know how many sea cod pieces that could have been in? Like,
all the cod pieces, Kim.
All the cod pieces. I mean, there had to have been, like, strip joints back in the Enchanted Forest. So, like, you never know where that coin could have been.
That coin went to some ladies of the night in Tortuga.
Yeah. Right? Like,
if they brought Tortuga in here, that would make my day.
I might die. That'd be so cool.
Johnny Depp, what are you doing?
A nightmare. No one cares.
Johnny Depp ain't doing nothing but defending his relationship.
Exactly. He's got time. Come on a Disney show. It'll help you.
They just wrapped the next Pirates movie, so, I mean.
Yeah, oh, my God. They're making another
Did
one?
They wrap it already?
Oh, yeah.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Oh.
I'm so excited. All the pirates and Guyliner. Give them
joy. So is it just Johnny back, or is everybody back?
No,
Orlando Bloom's back.
Orlando Bloom's back.
Okay, cool.
I know. Sign me up.
Yeah.
He hasn't done shit in years.
He's too busy, like, getting in fights with Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Getting married and getting divorced and then having a girlfriend with somebody, with Katy Perry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got you.
Living the dream.
I want to go to there.
Where are we at now, Sarah?
I got Emma stealing the watches from the locker.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is where it all goes down.
It's all about to go to shit.
And then it goes right back to them still trying to find the compass.
Oh, so this is going to be the bit when...
Try something new, love. It's called trust. I love it.
I love his swagger.
So this is when he is about to fall over the tripwire and she pulls him away and catches him.
Yeah, you pull him tight there, Emma.
About bloody time.
And then he doesn't let it go.
I love it. And then he like...
And he just like wraps up his arm behind her.
My favorite part is how he, like, takes her hair and, like, moves it off to the side.
Yes.
He's always playing with her hair. It's so cute.
Yes. He always needs to be doing something with his hand because he's not able to do it with his other.
Mm. Yeah.
I just realized that.
Mm. It's so strange watching this because it's just back and forth. Her and Hook, her and Neil. Her and Hook, her and Neil.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Past, future.
Yeah. Little did we know.
I'm so glad that the love triangle thing got sorted out eventually, though, because I find love triangles so annoying and tiring.
But I'm total opposite. I love them, so I kind of was mad it didn't go on a little longer.
I was so happy it didn't.
I like love triangles too, but like I really don't even classify them. It really wasn't. Especially coming from a show of like Vampire Diaries. So like,
yeah.
Oh gosh.
Like I just didn't see it because
yeah, I mean. This was not a triangle, let's be real.
She
like,
never really gave
Neil
any hope.
No.
Again.
No. She had no intention of making out.
That was all Snow.
Yeah.
That was a line between him and Killian, and then Neil was off like a point, like farther away from them, like mm-hmm. perpendicular mm-hmm. and shit.
So now we got August showing up.
I'm sorry, I love Ian Bailey so much. I am thirsty for him. Kim knows.
Oh, I hear you there.
Yes. Yeah.
Kim's been thirsty for Ian Bailey since junior high and high school, so I don't want to talk about
since Band of Brothers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in that.
I have such a love-hate relationship with August. It's crazy.
He'll always be one of my favorites.
Like, I want to hate him, but it's very hard to. Because he's just so pretty.
I've always loved August.
I think what I don't like about the character, and it's simply because of his purpose, which is his purpose is to always give you information when you need it, not when you want it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I get so frustrated and why I'm just like, oh, I hate August. He's so annoying. I think it's just because it's like, oh, you're coming along with this information like way after the time when we actually needed it to happen.
Well, another thing that pisses me off is that they turned him back into a little boy, which was completely pointless.
Because then they just brought him back and, you know, re-upped him into an adult again.
And what happened with him? I can't even remember.
He's probably off to chilling with Dad.
He's around, yeah.
Yeah, he's around.
They need to bring his ass back.
Bring him back.
Please.
I feel like that would be more of a love triangle almost.
Thank you.
There was chemistry there. There was absolutely chemistry.
A lot of chemistry.
I felt like more of a brother or sister chemistry to me, but that's just me.
A little bit, but I loved him when mm-hmm. I did. Because he actually said he was playing it up as a romantic angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, season one, I would
definitely see it on his end.
Yeah. Sure.
Season one, I would definitely have been like, yeah, if Killian had come into the picture.
I'm all for it.
There's a lot of men on this show with dark hair and blue eyes.
And they all have chemistry with Jen.
Yes.
And they all have doubles. There's only one with blonde hair, and it's her father.
Yes.
So. Well, they can all have chemistry with me, so.
Yes, I will happily take some of them off of Jen's hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I concur.
You know who else they need to bring back? Who will probably never be brought back because it's too big now, but Sebastian Stan.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, but I'm just saying, I love Jefferson. Like just
Jefferson, yes. But not the actor. I don't care for the actor.
Oh, you don't like Sebastian Stan?
No.
You just stomped on Kim right there.
I'm so sorry, Kim. Oh. I love you, Kim, but
he is my precious cinnamon roll. Like, I can't.
Oh, like, I think I relate him to Jen and them going out, and so I feel like he hurt her. So like I can't take anybody that could hurt her. So I mean I blame it on him automatically because it's it's Jen. So she does it wrong. So.
You need to open up a bakery called Kim's Precious Cinnamon Rolls.
Yeah, bitches, I got a whole dozen.
Can you get little cookies with, like, his face on it?
Yes! All the faces.
Only if I can put the Chris Evans one right next to him and, like, have them together.
Yes!
If I could pick one person to bring back, it would be Graham, I think.
Yes.
No.
I really like Graham.
I didn't get a chance to like him because he was killed so soon.
I was mad that they killed him off so early.
Still has not been addressed, thank you very much.
No.
I don't think it'll ever be addressed.
No, probably.
Also, can we address the rumor? There was a rumor going around that Jamie was coming back. Adam has crushed it. It is not true.
Well, he's off in filming the new 50 Shades.
Mm-hmm. But, someone started some crazy rumor that he was going to come back for an episode, but it is not happening.
Well, see, like, they rushed his entire storyline into one episode and then killed him in the same one, so it's like...
Okay.
So, where we are in the episode, it's this beautiful shot of Vancouver where Neil and August are meeting up.
I don't want to go
so
there.
I've been to that park. It is a gorgeous... This whole shot is gorgeous.
Oh, I want to go there.
It's a really cute park. I think it's called Olympic Park. Yeah, and this is where he's giving her, or giving August the money.
Money and the keys.
Oh, Emma never got that money? I don't know what happened.
No.
It's weird. I totally sent it to her. Huh.
Shit.
Must have got lost in the mail.
What did you do with it? I don't know. I lost it on the way back. somewhere. I went to Vegas.
I tried to double it for her. It didn't work. I lost everything.
Also, as a Phoenician, I'm going to say that I don't remember or recognize a minimum security prison in for continuity's sake,
also,
I am not happy.
Also, he says he's not going to tell him where, just that it's a minimum security prison in Phoenix. How many do you think
exactly.
there are in Phoenix? Like, he couldn't figure that out?
Right?
Well, there's none, to be fair. Seriously, you're telling me that Neil can't Google something?
Mm-hmm.
And he has British Columbia plates on the bug, so...
Huh.
Interesting. Guys, the CGI in this episode is really... like, we're at the part where, like... I will always call him Hurley, because that's who he is to me.
Yes!
Hurley's, like, got Emma in his hand, and it's just...
So bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's really bad.
That's like when people start watching the show, or I try to get people to start watching it, I'm like, okay, so the CG is really bad, but just laugh at it. It's just fun.
Real.
It's a fun show.
We acknowledge
joke.
The CG's bad.
But I like how Emma was like so concerned about Hook that she she would do a deal with him in order to.
How did
save
he not
him.
Get crushed by those rocks, first of all?
I was wondering the
exactly.
same thing.
Like, because, I mean, when it falls, I mean, he literally just disappears standing there. So it's like...
The power of the guy liner.
Yes, the guy liner saved him. I also want to know how the bean that he's wearing around his neck that looks so gigantic suddenly is human size.
Right?
I was saying the same thing, Rachel. Same thing. I was like, how that so small?
Oh, because Cora shrinks him.
Oh.
So it gets shrunk with him?
Maybe.
Well, his clothes shrink.
Touche. Okay.
Right? I don't know. I'm trying here, okay?
It's logical. That makes sense.
You are trying really hard. I have to give you that.
That's all we ever can do is try.
Yes.
God, the CGI, it's so bad. He just, like, slid the compass out, and it just, like, Okay, that's the onomatopoeia that I'm going with, okay? Don't judge me.
No judgment here.
What do we think happened to Antoine on this show? Where do we think he's hanging out? Last we saw him was he was
in the fields, right?
Growing some beans in the field.
Still trying to grow them.
Antoine's probably chilling, and I think he just made like best friends with Nova or one of these sisters. Just hanging out.
It's a good headcanon.
Yeah,
I like how. Emma keeps her sword in her boot, kind of like how I keep my wand in my boot when I'm, being a Potter nerd.
Yes!
I can vouch for this because I went to Universal with her and it was in her boot all day long.
So now we see that Hook did indeed not get crushed by those rocks. There was
and
like
he
a little.
He totally could have crawled out on his own.
The way that they fell, it created like a little triangle where he had some space.
He just folded himself into a tiny little hook.
In a millisecond.
Oh my god.
Oh,
what
his
you
sad
didn't know
little puppy
about
eyes.
Hook is that he's a transformer.
Autobots, roll out.
I love how conflicted Emma's so conflicted in this moment
she
when she
is.
Like cuffs him.
I love his puppy dog eyes. They're so sad.
She rushed so quickly to do it because she didn't trust herself not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she was surprised that she trusted him. Like in her eyes, you could tell.
Oh yeah.
J-Mo does such a great job.
Because look at that little face. That little face he's making right now. It's like... This
Have I lied to you?
World.
He didn't.
Why do this to me now?
Oh. Well, I mean, did he lie or did he lie by omission? I mean...
Either way, he still didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you can see on his face. That's genuine, like, hurt and surprise. Like, he...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get the, I can't take the chance that I'm wrong about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that line because I realized that throughout the entire episode, we were seeing her relationship with Neil progress and how it just immediately crushed her at the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she didn't want that to happen again. And it was like her walls are still up and she doesn't want them to go down. And she sees with this man that maybe this one could possibly bring them down and she's scared of it.
Yeah. Then we get Mulan and just as a badass in those little pants.
So
Or a cape. Cape
with sleeves. Snow and her little pink cardigan.
Every time Snow.
But then, like, she just tackles the crap out of her. Like,
I blast. She went in. Hard at that. Like, I can't take that scene seriously.
I love it. There's no one else, I feel like, in the world who could try to beat up on somebody else in a pink cardigan than Snow. Like, there's no one else who could do it.
Have someone like Mulan steal the last piece of pizza.
Yeah.
I also
I think it's funny because I noticed this.
Did Emma
understood
fall?
What?
Did she, like, fall halfway down, or, like...
She looked like she jumped, like, towards
like
the end.
Jumped.
But then she makes the comment, like, I can't remember exactly what she says, but it almost makes it sound like she, like, fell.
She did mention something about falling. So if I was like, if you're falling from that high, you're dead.
That's what I'm... That's, like, I'm just kind of like...
Not coming back from that.
Come
Maybe
on.
She fell halfway down.
In this show, you probably could.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, here's some car keys. No cash. No cash, though. Yeah.
I like how it doesn't have a name.
Hey, just...
The facility. Literally says.
And also... Like,
also
it would be so hot. It would be so hot in that, like, they would be dead in, like, 5 seconds. It's like an oven. Like, let us legitimately, like, a brick oven. Like, they would be a pizza. Like, they're...
Oh, here's your Charming.
Yes!
I know! Oh, he looks so
hot. Cool. Grandpa Charming.
Grandpa Charming gives me so many feels.
He is one sexy-ass grandpa.
Right?
Amen.
Aw, oh, little baby Henry.
I know, right?
Right?
Precious little baby.
He's such a precious little cupcake.
Jared, can we also talk about how David has to wear flannel 24/7. He is wearing flannel pajama bottoms. Right? He's wearing flat flannel pajama bottoms. Like, come on.
Yes.
We all, if Josh ever goes to a convention, we all should just wear as much flannel as possible.
Oh, Rachel!
Oh,
Rachel doesn't
tell,
even know!
No, tell her, tell her.
What? What?
Don't know.
Oh, so Jenna, Justine, and I, we're going to Vancouver, and we've kind of, our group text is Captain Charming Hood, and so Jenna is Robin Hood, Justine is Hook, and I am Charming. And so we're already planning, like, an everyday cosplay kind of a thing, and last week I made the joke about how I'm Charming, and I'm going to be wearing a shitload of flannel, and I already own it. Like, that's the biggest problem.
Oh, I own it, too. I own a lot of flannel.
I already own it. And actually, a couple episodes down the line, because I kept watching today, eventually you'll notice that Henry starts wearing plaid flannel in this whole arc. And so, like, when Charming goes to go under the sleeping curse, they're actually both wearing plaid flannel.
Oh, my God.
And he hugs him before he goes under the sleeping curse. Like, I almost lost my shit because I was like, ah, they're both wearing flannel.
Okay, now I need a Charming
should make
family
a drinking
photo.
Game.
I need a Charming family photo with them all wearing flannel pajamas.
Ah, yes!
Oh, yes.
Or a drinking game where every time Chris someone's in flannel, you take a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be on the floor in, like, 3 minutes, but... It would work.
And you should just start chugging at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or any time Killian does the call-in scratch behind the ear, you take a shot.
Yeah.
Or the tongue along the bottom lip.
Yes! Sorry, I went full fangirl with that one, didn't I?
Not that I pay attention to his mannerisms that much. What?
Or the jaw clench.
Oh, the jaw clench!
Yes.
Oh, the sexy jaw clench.
Ugh.
And, of course, the eyebrow. Can't leave the eyebrow.
Oh, the eyebrow.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, I'm drunk already. 2 seconds.
I would have been drunk just in the meet and greet.
I'm so happy that you ended up doing that. Because you're like, no, I don't want to spend the money.
It's
like,
true.
Sarah,
it's true. I
spent that money.
I initially did not have that. And then I started texting Rachel and our friend Jessica, and they were both like, you're going to regret it if you don't do it.
True.
And yeah, went back in and got it.
It was definitely worth $300.
It wasn't
that
much.
That's how much it was?
Yes, well, it was 250 euros, and I looked at my bank statement, and it was like 295.
Oh, God, it was.
Sarah, oh, huh.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I have the amount of money for a meet and greet, and it's saved up already.
You got it.
Worth every penny, though.
It is worth it, yes.
I know.
I just need a photo, okay? I just need to meet him first.
For real. As long as I can ask for a hug, I'll be fine.
It took me almost 2 full days before I had, like, decided, okay, I'm going to ask for this. Because I don't know if you remember, Gabrielle, but I was, like, so on the fence about it. I didn't want to be that person.
That ask the question?
No, to ask for a hug.
Yeah, that's how
yes.
I am.
I was so, yeah, yes. I was, like, so distraught over this. I was like, I really want one, but I don't want to ask. Like, I just feel like that's so awkward.
And I had the pictures before the day before you, and I was like, I saw everybody asking for a hug. I'm like, look, just do it. Like, it's not a big deal.
No, I was so torn.
That's like, I never ask for hugs just because I just can't. I don't know why. I just find it. I'm like not a hugger in general. Mm-hmm. So I find it awkward in the first place. And I've had a couple photo ops where they just automatically hug me, and I don't know what to do because I wasn't expecting it.
That's how Sean was with me. He just automatically hugged me. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, like you're just like, oh, okay. Like Chad Michael Murray at the One Tree Hill ones. He hugs every single person.
He didn't hug me.
Oh, well.
What the fuck?
Every single person except for Sarah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You had that look, Sarah.
John Barrowman gives good hugs. John Barrowman gives good hugs, too.
Oh, I bet. I bet John Barrowman gives good everything.
Well, his husband is a very lucky man.
Yes. All right.
So the episode's over.
Yeah. Woo! I love our tangents. They're so great.
They are. They're a lot of fun.
I have a fic recommendation.
Okay.
So do I. So this works.
Okay. Awesome.
I brought one to this time, too, so I'm proud
of you. Yay!
I was not aware of this, so I am unprepared.
Well, Rachel, every episode, we're going to end with either an artist recommendation, a fic recommendation, or whatever you want to recommend.
Gotcha.
So it is Captain Swan AU Week on Tumblr.
Woo! Participating, thank you very much. Don't look at myself.
I want to pimp out one of my closest friends' stories. Her name is also Sarah. We call each other Sarah Squared.
Oh, nice.
Hers is called Fish Out of Water. You can find it on fanfiction.net. Her username is Sassy Sazzles.
Okay.
And hers is a modern AU where Emma starts working for Killian, who is a fishmonger.
Oh, yes.
So please go read it. It's hilarious and really well written. She's awesome. Like I said, she was one of my closest friends. So please go read it.
Okay.
Just because I love her.
Sounds good. I'll have to
and I want everyone else to love her. So.
Okay. Kim?
So I'm going to recommend an oldie but a goodie. And it's one that I actually have found myself rereading, and so that's always, I feel like, a good sign of a fic that you really love. And it is since it is AU Week, it is Search and Rescue by Dolly Roger, and I'm not quite sure of her Tumblr handle right now, but I know she is on fanfiction and AO3. It is one of those that it also feels like a slow burn to me, and I really really like it. And so that is my recommendation this week for AU Week.
Gabby, do you have one?
I was talking to Sarah earlier. There was an artist, I think that you know, Jenna, or JMO. It's Sarah Mack.
Yes.
I saw a picture, a thing of what she did on Facebook about a drawing. And it was Emma and her, gosh, it's when they were in the
alternate universe.
Yes, thank
Heroes
you.
Of Villains.
Oh, yeah, she just released that one this morning.
Yes, and it was beautiful. And you can find a Redbubble under Sarah Mack. That's
yes, everyone, right, please go check out Sarah Mack. She's amazing.
Is that the one you sent me this morning?
It is.
Yes. Yes, I saw that as well.
Yeah,
and
beautiful drawing.
I got into contact with her earlier yesterday, and she actually did listen to the podcast last week. So I will make sure to tag her so she can listen to it again. She said she was listening to it while gardening.
Shout out to Sarah Mack.
Sarah Mack, you do awesome drawings. Love them.
We love you, girl. All right. My fic recommendation for AU Week is one that's still ongoing, and one that has some of the most descriptive, I'm just going to quote unquote scenes that I enjoy, from my dear friend Heather, Eric, aka Fergus 80 on Tumblr. It's called, to it makes your heart race. And it's a NASCAR AU. Basically, Killian is like the bad boy of NASCAR, and he gets into a wreck. And to kind of save his image, he goes to help out at a shelter, and it's where Emma's working, and they develop a relationship from there.
I'm gonna need the link for that.
You know what? We'll post the links in the description for these so that everyone can go.
Yes.
Read everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
I just pulled a recommendation off my bookshelf, actually. It's called Risking the Rogues by Tegan Orion.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love it. I own it as well.
Yes. And I'm currently rereading it right now because I'm getting ready to read the second one. That's on Wattpad. I don't know how to say it.
She has the second one out?
Yeah. It's free.
Oh, my God. Link me up, girl.
I will link you.
I did not know that.
But this series is amazing. It's been published into Real Books, so the names are changed. But, oh my God. Like, I don't even know how to describe this book. Just because it's... Sarah, help me out.
Oh, gosh, it's been a while. Emma's like a... like, almost like a guide.
Yeah.
So, he's trying to, like, make his way through the Enchanted Forest, but it's... dark forest. Yeah, there's, like, these creatures and things like that. And so, she's, like, trying to guide him through, and... the names are all changed, but you can absolutely tell. Okay. It's essentially like how 50 Shades was Twilight fanfiction, you know? Gotcha. Everything was changed. But the descriptions are still exactly how the characters actually are. So, it's lots of really witty well banter. Done. But it does end on a little bit of a cliffhanger, because there are going to be sequels. There are going to be sequels, so just keep that in mind. It's not just like a one-shot book if you do decide to buy the book.
And it's on Amazon.
I wanted to clarify the name of the fic because I kind of jumbled it. It's To Make Your Heart Race by Fergus 80.
Okay.
And JMO, you had a question from Tumblr yesterday, right?
I did. I wish I could pull it up, but I haven't updated my new phone yet.
I can pull it up because you tagged me in it.
You sent me the text yesterday, so I can look it up too.
I did.
What are the Tumblr, Twitter of the ladies on the podcast? And I wanted to join the CS Golden Girls and ask Jenna about fic. And when is the next podcast? And will there be a way to send Q&A? So I believe Sarah was going to address how to send us.
Yes. So, we've got an email address. You guys can contact us at if you have questions or recommendations or things that you want to hear us talk about. So it is OUACS podcast, all one word, at gmail.com. And I'll put a link in the description as well to that. So shoot us some emails. I also might set up some social media for us, specifically for us. We do all have our own personal ones, but I will probably start up one just for the podcast itself so you guys can reach out to us with comments and suggestions and things like that. So, yeah, ask us questions. Give us your thoughts. We love feedback.
Oh, yeah. On Twitter, I'm CS is my endgame. Tumblr, Captain Swan is my endgame, which the longer version is also what I use for my writing on fanfiction.net and AO3.
So you guys can check me out. I am Nerdy Ever After Universal on everything, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. So I like to keep it simple. So check me out on there.
Yes.
Although I do post spoilers on certain things, so be prepared. If you follow me on
spoiler free, either.
If you follow me on Tumblr, I am not spoiler free. If you follow me on Twitter, I keep it to a minimum. I will only post spoilers, like I will live tweet episodes, but I will not post filming spoilers on Twitter. So you can safely follow me on there, but not on Tumblr.
Kim,
follow at your own risk.
Exactly.
Yeah, follow at your own risk. I'm on. Tumblr is Too Many Ships to Sail. And then Twitter, I am Yimlet, so Y-I-M-L-E-T-T-E. And I'm actually probably getting ready to fire up my fanfiction and AO3, probably under Too Many Ships to Sail. So
yeah, girl!
I am not a multi-chapter fic writer. I let you ladies, like, kill that. One-shots. Fluffy one-shots till I die.
Domestic one-shots.
Yeah, domestic one-shots are...
Hey, those are great when you don't got a lot of time.
I know, right?
Totally appreciate it. Totally appreciate those little ones when I'm trying to go to sleep at night.
Right.
So there you go.
But that one you better be writing for me won't be fluffy. It'll be sassy.
It's gonna be sassy, but it's so long.
I know.
So who's next? Rachel?
Yeah. I am on Twitter and Instagram at Rachel EP. My mom spelled my name wrong, so I'll spell it for you. It's RaeChelEP. I do have a Tumblr, but I'm currently working on that. So once that's up, I will post that somewhere. Eventually.
Well, then you can follow us and we'll help you out.
There you go.
Gabrielle doesn't do social media.
I just do Facebook. I'm old, so.
Oh, hush.
I just don't do it.
If you want to ask her a question, you got to do it through us. Send it to the email. Send it to the podcast email.
Perfect. Yes. I do have a Tumblr, but I just never go on it. Or same with Instagram. So you just.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, whenever I mention you on Tumblr, I always put social. I always put like Twitterless or Tumblrless, Gabrielle.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, so next week we're gonna talk about San Diego Comic Con.
Yes!
I cannot wait.
You're finally here.
It's the most wonderful time of year.
It is. Screw Christmas. It's Comic Con week, guys.
Yes. Jealous.
So that's coming next week.
Yes.
Yay.
This is me just sobbing because I was supposed to be there, and I couldn't afford the plane ticket. I had a ticket with my name on it. I had a badge.
Rachel has friends who do roundtable interviews.
I do.
Those lucky people.
And I could have been one of them.
Oh.
Next year, though, look out, San Diego.
I'm gonna hide in your suitcase.
I'll drive over for dinner at least. How's that?
That works, because I'll probably be in a tent on the sidewalk, so.
Aww.
Feed me. I love food.
We'll feed you.
All right. That wraps it up, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week for Comic-Con Madness.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.